We're about to connect you to the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast, but when it's finished, put down the device and reconnect face-to-face over some Aussie lamb. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. Share lamb, not selfies.
Welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon, and I got to say, I am very excited. This is the first time that I'll get to see how dumb are you up close and personal, because...
Oh, wow. Why are you looking at me? How do you know I'm the one that's being dumb?
There's been a few chats around the office about this one.
Oh, all right. It's not how to win friends, mate. You know what I'm currently looking at? Have you seen these bizarre surgical masks that are doing the rounds? Because apparently, obviously, sales of surgical masks have gone through the roof. But the problem when you're wearing them is you can't operate your phone because you can't use your Apple ID. Because obviously your face looks different. So someone's created surgical masks that have your face printed on them so that it still opens your phone.
So that answers a question for me, because I've been wondering, I don't know why recently, but I've been wondering that if you put a photo of the person, so if I stole your phone, if I put a photo of your face in front of it.
Would it unlock it?
Yeah, I wonder if it had depth or not involved. Obviously not.
I've got a photo here. I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that now. Okay, hold on. Keep talk amongst yourselves while I lock my phone and open it.
Experiment live on air.
Up next, I'll tell you what's up next. Jess, have you seen the run sheet?
Mate, I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, it's a real serious way to kick off a show, isn't it?
Genuinely.
It's a segment that our producer, Sonda, asked me, is there any way we can make this less juvenile? And I said, no, that's impossible. And
no, she said, okay. Lean in, mate. Lean in hard.
Thank you. because we are going to go to a song, because what are you... You're trying to unlock your phone with a photo.
I can't work out. What do I need to go into to lock it so that I'll need to unlock it?
Because you just hit the side button.
No, but it doesn't just open with my face.
It should, doesn't it? Don't you have facial recognition?
Guys, we're not doing How Dumb Are You yet.
Oh, mate.
So do I need to purchase something?
No.
That needs my face, I mean.
Yeah, if you just press the side button.
Yeah, so I have. Yeah, and then
turn it off and then press that again.
Yep.
Yeah, and then just look at it and it should unlock.
No, it doesn't.
Have you enabled your facial recognition?
Yeah, because I buy stuff all the time just using my face. So I obviously have an
Apple face. What a famous diva thing to say. I buy stuff all the time using my face. Jesse, make it stop.
All right. Plenty more to come to Savo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because have we worked out the problem with your face?
Yes. So we've worked out during that song that my face can unlock my phone, but a picture of my face can't unlock my phone, which perhaps means these surgical masks that are coming out that have people's faces on them so that they can continue to wear them and protect themselves from coronavirus while operating their phones may not work.
Yes, although I have just seen an extra factor that I did not know. I just realised the photo that you're using to try and unlock your phone. Yep. That's you on J-Lo's body, right?
It's
your
face. Well, it's what we had closest to hand. That's what I've got blown up in the granny phone.
So maybe it just sees J-Lo and goes, nah, you're not.
No, but the face is mine. The boobs are the rest hard, but the face is mine.
It's quite a lot of norks out, isn't it?
Do you know what's quite funny? I've forgotten that's J-Lo's body. I've convinced myself now, having had that on my wall for so long, that that's actually me.
Yeah. You know how when I realised that happened? When you reached over and grabbed it and went, oh, I've got my photo here. Hey, I want to bring back a segment we did a while ago, and I think it was deemed too immature to do again, but it's great stuff. It's really good stuff. And half of this segment was going to be involve me showing you this video for the first time, but I believe you have seen it already.
Yeah, I saw it. And then the producers told me what you wanted to do with this segment. And I said, I feel like that's pretty immature and we're better than that. And they said, yeah, we'll go chat to Tommy about that. And then I didn't get a chance to speak to them again. And I feel like now we're doing the segment. Is that right? Is that what's happened here?
13 10 60. When have you done your nuts? Because there's a pole vaulter. Who it's the
ouchy.
Most it's ouchy. He launches up on the pole. If you haven't seen it, I mean, search now. Eli, can you put it on our Instagram?
I reckon there'd be a few if you search that. I reckon there's going to be more than one that pops up.
Yeah, it's worth not doing pole vault. just for
I'm surprised pole vault is still a sport.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like there's not many people that can do it. I mean, that's why I guess it's if you're good at it, you're really good at it. But it's just looks far too dangerous for it to be something that we watch and then clap and applaud and give medals to.
Yeah, ironically, you've got to have a lot of balls to do it, which is the same thing that gets you in trouble. So this guy launches over what would have to be at least a three-story building, and then as he falls down the other side, the pole has kept moving, and it manages to do the amazing thing where it doesn't actually hit his body. It just gets junk.
Yeah, it does. It and it's the point of the pole hits the junk, not even like any other part of the pole. Just the tip.
Yes, it's tip on tip.
It's really I don't have balls, and it made me go, oh!
Yeah, when it hurts your nuts, that's when you know it's done. But we've done. Let's go to Jack. We've already got a call here. Can we go to Jack?
We've only got one call.
G'day, Jack. How are you?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, living the dream. When did you do your nuts?
Oh, it was about 10 years ago now. But when I was a kid.
What happened?
So I was on a BMX track on my BMX.
BMX, yeah.
And I just pretty much flipped it and come off the back, but I ended up jammed down in between the tire and the bike frame and have my nuts or whatever you want to call it down there. Yeah.
Oh my. Oh.
Yeah, so I was like on my back and I had to wheel the push bike back in reverse and wheel my nuts out of the frame.
See, because we're happy we're doing this, right?
I mean, it's funny, yeah.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call.
It's just when you have to solicit, when did you, it's just the phrasing I just find a bit much.
When have you done your nuts? Give us a call, 13, 10, 60. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. The pole vaulter that we're talking about at the moment, you can see it on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
My God, not only have I just watched that again, but I've also seen one of the calls we're going to get to in a minute. Yes. Oh, my God.
We're doing the age-old classic, when have you done your nuts? Because, of course, this pole vaulter, he went over the bar and then he kept going, but his pole also kept going and met up with him, or almost him, just clipped his nuts as he was going down on the other side. And Bickers, a lot of people said this segment was too immature, and they said it's too guy-focused.
Not a lot of people, just me.
Yes, it's true. Would you like to throw to our first caller?
Suzanne, when did you do nuts? Hi, Suzanne. Hello. What happened? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Suzanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, what happened?
Oh,
we'll try and get Suzanne back up.
That was such a pain.
The only woman we she did her nuts. Glenn, what happened, mate?
I was sitting on the toilet seat, and as I, you know how you sort of wriggle around to try and adjust yourself, I semi-stood up to adjust myself on the seat, and the seat stuck to my leg, and little Glenn swung between the seat and the toilet bowl. And I sat down with the full force and, literally gave myself a black eye, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my gosh. Glenn.
I've never experienced pain like it. My head nearly exploded from the inside.
Glenn, that is... Hey, Glenn, do you remember this? This news story still makes me chuckle. There was a bloke in on the coast of Italy somewhere, and he was lying on a chair, an armchair, naked on the beach, and because it had heated up, the chair expanded.
Expanded and trapped his nuts.
Yeah, his nuts went through, and then he couldn't get out of the chair.
That's right, 100%.
We read really different news stories, don't we, because I don't remember that one.
Glenn, you're a legend. Thank you, mate.
I think we've got Suzanne back. Suzanne, are you there?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy.
Hi,
what happened, Suzanne?
My son is 22 now, but when he was, I think it was about 6 years old, his sister dragged him into playing dress-up. She got him to try on some motorbike pants. And he had no jocks on. And, of course, they did the zip-up, and it kind of got a little bit caught. My daughter very quickly tried to do them back up and down again.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually had to call an ambulance because There's no way. It was all way too caught for me to even move them again. So the ambulance came.
Okay.
The ambulance guys took one look and went, oh, my God, we can't touch that. So he actually had to have a trip in the ambulance to the hospital and they had to literally cut him out.
And wow.
And I just text. I just text him and his sister to tell them I'm on the radio about it. Knowing that now.
Oh my! I don't know. Can we top that? Nuts. Oh, Nuts is the nickname that we're going with
good
here.
Place to start.
Hey, Nuts, can you top that story? Are you there, Nuts?
Yes, I'm here.
G'day, Nuts. What happened?
How are ya? Good. Geez, there's some good stories there.
Mate, isn't it great? Finish
no pressure,
off,
mate.
Oh, mate, I reckon I can top this one. I was about 6 months old, so this would have been about 1982, something like that. And then my parents had an old-style change table, and I rolled off when I was getting changed and got little Johnny and the axe caught in the crossbar down below and pretty much invented bungee jumping.
Whoa. Oh. And is that how you got the nickname Nuts?
Yep. So my old man... He had me in his arms and held the two little plover's eggs. Mum drove me to hospital, and yeah, ever since then I've been called Nuts.
Good on you, Nuts. Hey, Jesse, can we give Nuts a prize?
Absolutely, mate. Let's have a look at what we got here. I'm going to be very careful about what we give him. Swimwear Galore voucher. Swimwear Galore empowering everybody for over 35 years. Visit swimweargalore.com.au.
Beautiful.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon.
I'm slightly disappointed in myself that I, once again for another week, am bringing you this segment, but it is time for...
You're so dumb.
Wow. My niece, she had one of those microwave burritos.
Yeah.
And the instructions said cook for 4 to 5 minutes, so she proceeded to cook it for 45 minutes. Let's just say it disintegrated.
Yeah.
My mother counted all the words in the Word document because she didn't know there was a word counter.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
So there's lots of words that we say that originate from other places, right? And one of those words, from all of my life, I have been saying when I cook an amazing dish and serve it up, I go, and voila, right?
Voila. Voila.
And if I was to write that to you, which I realise I've never really needed to write it because it's usually a thing you say, I probably would have spelt it W-A-L-A-H and voila.
Voila.
Voila. Anyway.
Voila.
When I was reading an article yesterday, I was like, and then voila, what? And I was like, voila? What's voila mean? And it was an expression within the article I was reading, and then I Googled it, and it said to present or something, and I was thinking, voila? I've never used that. And Sonda goes,
voila sounds like voila.
Sonda said, no, that's like voila. And I was like, oh, my God. Not only have I been saying voila, not voila with a V, I had no idea it was V-O-I-L-A.
Can we please start using voila and getting everybody to use voila?
But do you say voila with a V?
No, mate. I've never presented anything. I've never said anything that I have to go voila. Like, mate, you're at the pub again. You've voila.
But if I said to you, if I was going to do that to you, would you have thought it was voila or and voila?
If you put enough sell on it, no, if voila. You went voila, yeah, but if you went voila, I wouldn't question
it. You would think it was
but
right.
But if you went voila. Yeah.
Which is why no one's ever questioned me ever in my life.
Also,
I mean, I don't say voila often, but.
No, well, I've cooked once in the last year and I think I said sorry as I touched the plate over.
Anyway, I want to know on 13 1060, how dumb are you?
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're doing how dumb are you? I only...
You're so dumb.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Yeah, only discovered that when you present a meal and you go, ah, voila, that's not voila. In fact what it is. It's voila with a V, and instead of it being spelt W-A-L-A-H, it's French and it's V-O-I-L-A.
Voila. Voila. I love it because let's
Sarah,
go to, yeah.
How dumb are you?
I'm a little bit embarrassed about this, but I'm 51 years old and only probably last year did I discover that the Grand Prix wasn't the Grand Prix.
Oh.
Wow. I've always called it the Grand Prix.
Because people do that, Sarah. They do that in the same way they call Target Tajay. Some people call it the Grand Prix.
I mean, the ones that call it Tajay aren't worth hanging out with.
Well, that's me, so that's hurtful.
Well, they're the sort of people who like to say, voila.
Sonda's pointing to herself saying she says Tajay. Do you say Tajay, Son?
Yeah, I think it's funny.
But
yeah,
you say it like humorously. You don't think it's called Tajay.
No one says it seriously. Nobody says Tajay seriously.
Bet you they do. There would be people listening that thought it was Tajay.
call us. 13 10 60.
Alana, how dumb are you?
Hi guys, how you going?
Good.
Great.
So I was at an AFL football game with my mum and my uncle, and I turned around to my mum and asked if the game was live.
What did you mean?
Well, I was meaning if it was actually live on TV, but no one took it that way.
Wow.
Well, it's not so dumb if you genuinely meant is it playing out live on TV versus if you genuinely thought the thing that you were watching was possibly in delay.
Pretty much.
Alana, I once told my brother that I saw Jurassic Park and he asked me the movie or the place.
Do you want to go to Jace?
Yeah.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good legend. How dumb are you?
Pretty dumb. So we had to fill up water into one of our trucks for a pressure cleaner once, and we put the connected to the hydrant, filled up water, and then for the next 45 minutes we were trying to get it off the connection, and we tried calling our boss, called everyone. We ended up getting a grinder down there and we cut through the connection and ruined the connection just to realise we were turning it to the right instead of the left.
Oh, righty tidy lefty. Who knows?
No, we weren't taught that as a kid, huh?
I never got taught that either. Is that how you know? Righty-tighty,
lefty-loosey.
Yeah, come on, Carrie, get with it. Everyone knows
that. You didn't know, Jace.
We got Jasmine. Jasmine, how dumb are you?
Growing up, my mom used to always use the term, oh, that person's a left foot. And it was only up until quite recently that I realised it was lead foot.
Oh.
Was she saying the wrong thing or you just thought she meant left foot?
No, she was saying the wrong thing. She would always go, oh, look, he's such a left foot. He's such a left foot. And I would go, oh, okay, no worries. And, yeah, obviously realised that it wasn't actually left foot, it was lead foot.
That's awesome. Such a left foot. It is kind of, it sounds like an insult anyway.
It could be.
It really does.
Yeah, that guy's such a left foot. Did you wonder why all the left footers were faster drivers?
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah. Maybe I referenced, like, you know, Footloose or something like that.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I'm going to call it.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think you are moonlighting as someone else.
Oh. That's not what I thought this was going to be about. Okay.
What did you think this was going to be about?
I don't know. Just I know when it's a secret from me on the run sheet, it's usually not good for me. So you think I'm moonlighting as someone else?
What? Who could you be moonlighting as?
Ooh, Ryan Gosling.
No.
George Clooney, Denzel Washington. No. They're probably the big three that come to mind.
No, I think you're moonlighting as your father online.
That's so insulting because
is it?
My dad, the enforcer on Instagram, his online chat is so bad.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yep, it is. And I think what's happened is your dad at the end of last year joined Instagram.
Yes, he did.
And he comments a lot. He's never posted anything. Mm-hmm. And he gets involved often. But I've noticed a bit of a trend, and I've noticed what he says feels like something you would say if you were trying to be your dad. And I've often thought this until over the Christmas break, I noticed the enforcer wasn't commenting on anything. And funnily enough, you weren't either. You were very quiet because you were away. And I think while you were away, the enforcer went quiet because the enforcer is you.
Mm.
So I posted some pics of Ollie yesterday. He's on school camp and I was saying how much I miss him. And I posted some pics of when he was a little boy. And the enforcer was very quick to respond. I think he might have been the second or third person to respond, which is odd for a man of that age to be on Instagram just scrolling all day waiting to comment.
Bro, he's retired. He's got nothing else.
Surely he's got golf or something. He's not, Instagram's not his thing.
Instagram is his thing, totally.
Anyway, I said, you know, I'm sad thinking about when Ollie's going to leave home. And he wrote, they play a cunning game of stick around so long you're glad to see them go, but you still miss them, but not enough to want them to come back except to visit. Love, heart, cool face.
Yeah, he loves the cool face emoji.
He does love
he does
the cool
it all
face.
The time.
Yep. When I was saying how he wasn't following me on Instagram at the end of last year, he used the cool face when he was one of the first comments again, and he said, "Now stalking you, cool face."
Cool face. I've wondered because you know how Dad's eyesight is bad.
Yeah.
I've wondered if he thinks the cool face is. Like blind man. And he's like, that's me.
Like that, he thinks that's like his emoji.
His, yeah.
Like when you took on Mac Horton swimming, he wrote, great result. Tommy didn't drown with the tongue sticking out face and one wink. Swimming is very overrated. Swimming is a very overrated activity. It is not a sport. It is just staying alive in the water. Mm. But I feel like that is something you would definitely say.
So here is, we come from the same genes, unfortunately, but here is the difference in how we would comment on the same situation. Because I actually went to comment on the pics of Ollie and then didn't because Dad had already beaten me to it and so I didn't bother. But my comment was going to be, this is funny to see you, that you've written this because you were saying to me privately how much you're enjoying him being away.
Wow. I mean, I didn't say that to you privately. And now I'm just thankful the enforcer's commenting, not you. But how am I going to work out whether the – I'm on a hunt now.
Oh, just call him.
Nah, because I feel like he'll just say it's him. I know how the enforcer works. I mean, he's liking that we're talking about him.
Yeah, I know. What's he got? He's got 3,000 followers or something and never posted. He constantly gets me to know about that.
Which is a very you thing to do. And you're proud of the fact that there's been no post yet. And you want to see how many followers you can get without posting anything.
It's not me, mate.
It is you. I'm going to crack this code.
You know me well enough.
I'm going to crack this code. Anyone can help me, a way of finding out whether this is actually you moonlighting as your father, the enforcer.
What's my end goal for moonlighting as my dad?
I don't know. I just feel.
Because
I know you like a long game. Yes, Jesse.
If he goes, if you can get the enforcer to go Facebook Live, Insta Live, you'll know.
Yes.
You can't even get him to post, mate.
Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and guys, this sound right here.
What's that?
It's going to make a lot more sense to you in the next half hour.
Is that me in the bedroom?
I don't even know what that is. No, that's the girl you're with crying.
Bang.
Oh, God. That was a bit harsh.
That was good gear.
I'm taken aback. Just peel myself off the floor. Okay.
I had, you know, those moments where you just go, life, this is profound. Life is awesome. I had a moment the other day where I just realized how much I love accidental run-ins. Like when you come across somebody you haven't seen in a very long time, you happen to be at the same place at the same time, and you're like, oh my God. That's what happened to me in a restaurant the other day. I was sitting next to at a table, a girl that I went to school with 20 years ago, and I went to school in another state from where I'm living now, and she had come on a holiday, and the last I heard, she'd been living overseas, and she was there having dinner, and I turned around, and I was like, oh my God, it's Angela Merker, like this, right? And the friends I was with was like, what? What's her name? And I said, oh, Angela Merker. I went to school with Angela. And all they could hear was exactly what I hear every time I say her name is Angela Merkel, who is obviously the German politician, one of the most powerful women in the world. And as I was chatting with her, I said to her, I think of you often, Angela, because every time in news I have to say the name Angela Merkel, I think of you. And she said, it's funny that, because she lived in the UK for a long time. And obviously whenever she was traveling and using her passport, people would do a double take because on paper they'd see Angela Merkel written down, and it obviously looks a lot like Angela Merkel because Angela and Angela
are just
pronounced.
I'm having so much trouble now distinguishing.
So Angela and Angela are written exactly the same, only you pronounce Angela if you're over there and Angela if you're here in Australia. And
is Angela
Merkel,
a common name in Germany?
Why are you all laughing?
Because you've said Angela and Angela so many times.
And
Angela.
Merkel or Merka, the only difference is the L at the end versus the R.
And so
right?
Which one's the pubic wig?
The Merkin is a different thing, okay? Anyway, I said, she said that often people DM people DM her or send her stuff on Twitter thinking she is Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor. And obviously the stuff she's getting is stuff she's not interested in. And she said it's really annoying. It's really annoying. And I thought it would be annoying if your name was very similar to the sound like someone's famous name. You would get stuff all the time. If you looked like someone very famous and people often went, oh, hey, oh, it's not you, or abused you thinking you were someone that you're not.
Did you see the other day I showed you that Trump supporter who posted a photo saying, I can't believe that this guy in his spare time fixes up motorbikes and is a mad Trump supporter. Why don't the media cover this? And then it was him with a photo of the guy who he thought was Keanu Reeves but was clearly not Keanu Reeves. And he's like, who knew Keanu was such a big Trump supporter?
Trump supporter. So I want to know on 131060, who do you either get, not just who you get mistaken for, but what are the perks involved? What are the cons involved, you know? Tell me the experience of either having a similar name to someone or looking a lot like someone famous.
131060 is the number.
Oh, okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I've got a friend called Angela Merker, and I bumped into her. I went to school with her 20 years ago. Haven't seen her since. We bumped into each other, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Angela, I think of you often because every time I say the name of the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, whose name looks and sounds a lot like yours, I think of you. And she said she gets mistaken for her in print all the time. She gets things attached to Twitter, DM'd on Instagram with people thinking she is the German Chancellor, one of the most powerful women in the world. So I'm wanting to know who you often get mistaken for and what are the perks with that?
I've got a friend who, this is what I went to tell you just before that song. And
we didn't have time for your story. Yeah. I had song to get to.
I got a friend who shares a name with an adult film star, and she gets the opposite of perks, a lot of wild DMs from people.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
You'd almost have to come up with a new Instagram account.
Yes. I mean, or change your name. I was trying to think of what the actual options are.
Yeah, you just have to restart your Instagram, let that one die and do a new one. Unless you want that kind of material sent to you, which you don't. I mean, you might, but I
certainly
wouldn't.
Keeps your career options open, doesn't it? Who are we going to?
Camden? Camden, are you there?
I am.
Who do you get mistaken for?
My husband gets mistaken for Federer.
Oh, the great Roger, tennis player.
Yes. And he gets free chocolates, free hair products, whatever you want, he gets it.
Chocolates is a funny one. Why does he get free chocolates?
He's a truck driver, so wherever he makes deliveries, people are happy to pass on something.
Because they think he's just because he looks
Federer
like Roger Federer.
Why would be making deliveries?
My life story, that's what I always say.
Yeah, but what do people answer when you say that?
Well, he looks like him, that's why.
That's good stuff. Yeah,
that's good, Camden, you're right.
Thank you. Let's go to Tan. Tan, is it you that, do you look like someone or is your name similar?
No. My good mate in Bondi, his name is Sam Smith, and he's a musician. He's amazing.
Wow.
And a few years ago, nearly 9 years ago, he hit the jackpot because Sam Smith, the musician, obviously, as we know, big time in the UK, all of his, sales, Sam Smith, my friend, was benefiting from them because people would download his music thinking it was the other guy. Right. So he made a lot of money. He made, $2,500 off iTunes.
And would people have been very disappointed with your friend's music, or is it good music?
No, he's incredible. So it worked out really well. He's really similar. You know, he's like so funny. Oh. Yeah, he's got a band now called The Beast, so check them out.
Oh,
do people ever book him for gigs thinking he's amazingly cheap?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I have no idea. But, yeah, I can't say he was disappointed with the mistake.
No, absolutely.
So that's got to be tough, though, when you're in the same industry. Like, if you were a young comedian called Chris Rock, you think about going by a different name or something, wouldn't you?
Are you talking to Tan or me?
Anyone who will respond at this point.
Dan's there.
Oh, no. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave, will you talk to me?
I will talk to you, mate.
Good on you, brother. What do you want to say?
My last name gets confused for one of your colleagues.
Oh, no. Are you a Hughes?
I am a Skews.
But what's your first name?
Dave.
What do you mean,
Dave,
what's your first name?
What do you mean?
We just said hi to Dave and his name.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that he said hi to Dave. Sorry, it was your chat with him. I shouldn't have got involved.
Dave Skews.
So what happened, occasionally I'll order a pizza and they ask for a name for the order, and I've gotten a free pizza and a couple of free garlic breads because they've naturally heard my name and assumed it was Dave Hughes.
Oh, Dave Hughes careful. Would love a couple of free pizzas. Yeah,
and Hughesy will actually charge you for those. You've got to be careful.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I saw something go viral the other day, and I played the sound for you a little bit earlier, and I thought I'd give you one more chance to guess what this is.
Oh. It's Carrie laughing at one of her own jokes.
I can't work out if it's someone laughing or crying.
Well,
I think it could be a cry.
But you think it's a person?
Well
yeah.
My run sheet says parrot screaming, so I'm going to go.
I don't even have that in front of me. Is that a parrot?
That's a parrot, right?
Play it again. Hold on. Play it again.
I can picture it now.
No way.
Right? It's surprising, right? So what I thought we could do is that we could play this. Hippo, lizard, or maybe a cat. You need to tell me what animal is that.
Great.
So I've got a few different animal noises. Buzz in with your name.
Jesse, you know they're all written on the run sheet.
Where?
They're not.
Don't stress him out.
Yeah, me for a second. Okay, I got five different animals, right? Yes. Buzz in with your name, and we'll see if you can pick what animals they are. All right?
Okay.
This is your first one.
What?
Wow. Is that a lot of them?
No, I think it's just the one.
Okay, go.
Do it again. Oh, my God.
It sounds...
Something horrific.
Yeah, I know.
Something's not good's happening to them.
Is it someone giving birth?
No. It's an
animal.
Oh, yeah, Carrie. I reckon you're right, Pickers.
What, orangutan?
Were you going to say orangutan? Yeah.
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 Oh, Tommy, you want to take a punt, Tommy?
Yeah. It's some kind of bird.
Nah, it's a seal.
No way.
Okay, so
what's that bit at the end that goes? Ooh.
I think that's the human going, ooh.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
All right, this is your second one.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Oh, Bickers
in
first.
A rooster. A rooster.
That one's a rooster.
I'm glad you got in. I wasn't going to guess that.
All right, one zip to Bickers. This is the third one.
Tommy.
Tommy.
It's
a goat.
Play it again.
Haven't you seen these? They're awesome.
They all sound human.
I spent a whole day.
They all sound human.
If you Google screaming goats, that's a whole day gone. They're awesome.
I'm not going to lie. The desk is full of these that Marcia's found for us. There is so many of them. But that's number three. So one all. This one here.
Oh, Tommy. I know exactly what that is.
That's a child.
That's a turtle having sex.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. Have you not seen that video either? It goes.
I mean, all of these noises could be someone getting jiggy with it, couldn't they? If you put all of those noises, they could be those.
Yeah, let's put them all together. Let's create a musical called Orgy at the Zoo.
Okay. So that's two to Tommy, one to Biggers. This is the last one. Here we go.
No. What do you mean? That's a kid. That's a baby.
Crying.
My daughter Evie's here and she's saying that's a baby crying. That is a baby crying.
No. What is it?
It's a bird.
What?
A baby bird?
That's a bird.
Crying? That's not a baby bird.
No, genuinely, that one's a bird. And actually, I got to play this one. Because...
Is that another goat?
No, that's a fox. I just thought that one was great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Australian Lamb, bringing Australia together chop by chop.
So easy. If you're having a barbie, you're thinking, what do I cook? The easiest thing is put chops on the barbie. You don't have to do anything. You don't even really need to season them and they still taste amazing.
Yeah, and if you're not a very good cook, it's also great because it's one of the...
You can hide behind the lamb.
Yes, you can hide behind the lamb. That should be next year's slogan, hide behind the lamb. Hey, up next, because I think I've worked out the reason to one of your life's problems. I witnessed a tone in your voice as you spoke to a member of the public, and I think it is the facade has worn away, and
I know what you're talking about. Yep. And nothing, there was nothing wrong with what I did. Nothing.
You're a monster. Find out why next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do we need to do this because I'm scared that this may harm your reputation forever?
Well, no, I've not done anything wrong, so I don't think it'll harm me at all.
This is the exact attitude. So steadfast in your ways. Mm. Do you remember when we were addressing your Uber rating and specifically your poor Uber rating?
Look, yes, I do remember because as I jumped in the back of a car, the Uber driver said to me, are you going to vomit? And I said no, and he proceeded to ask me multiple times if I was going to vomit because he said, you have the lowest rating of anyone I've ever picked up and the only reason you could have that rating is if you've done something horrible in the back of the Uber.
Yes, and then we even opened the phones to Uber drivers to get them to suggest what could result in such a low rating.
Always say please, do not direct the driver.
I do say please, but I have been known to say I've got a better route.
Do not talk too much, do not talk loudly.
Yeah. Can you imagine me doing that, Amit?
Of course I can.
And we have to point out that is Amit, an Uber driver, and not Carrie trying to do an English accent, but it sounds about the same.
Yes, and today I was chatting to you on the phone and I needed to hail an Uber. Well, did not hail, you use an app, but I
this
needed,
is the thing I don't, I think that slip of the tongue is very telling because I don't think you realise, even though you use Uber, quite how they work.
Well, you know what annoyed me? It arrived on the wrong side of the road and it was pouring with rain. I was talking to you and I had to run across the road. Well, I didn't get annoyed at him at that, did I?
No, you didn't. But you did say to me that you're looking for your Uber. And then you got in and it all suddenly became crystal clear of why you might have a low Uber rating. So I'm just going to, for the people of Australia, I'm just going to demonstrate what I heard on the other end of the phone as you got into the Uber.
Yeah.
You said this. So door opens and then I just hear this voice from the other end.
Hi, Como Centre.
Yeah, anyway, so where were we? You barked at an Uber driver.
No, I didn't bark at him.
But
you couldn't hear him. He said to me, Como Centre, and I said, Como Centre.
No, no, no.
I repeated what he said.
You barked like an Australian in Bali who slows their English down and says it louder, particularly when he's already got the address of where you're going.
Okay, he asked. He wanted confirmation. This was the guy that was on the wrong side of the road to pick me up, so I thought it was worth confirming with him.
Side of the road.
Anyway, what then proceeded to happen was you made me feel so self-conscious that I'd been rude that when I got off the phone to you for the next 30 minutes, I made small talk with the Uber driver.
Oh, didn't
I
you started
with you having a good date. No, because some people said you're
rude. Don't talk too much.
Yeah, but others said don't talk too much. But on that day, we had some callers saying, when you don't talk at all, it's rude. So I'm
trying but then
to
you were rude,
and medium.
Then you talk too much.
But he was having a great time. I said, how's your day? He said, good. And then it was, I didn't know what else to say, so it was raining. So I said, better to be in the Uber than out. He said, yep. And then I was getting
and
long
did you say it?
Again. And so I asked how long he'd been Ubering for. It was good for all. Oh, let's see if my rating's gone up. It was 4.49 last week.
Yeah,
what's it gone up to? I've caught a lot of Ubers since then. Ooh, 4.51.
I've never had someone clap in mediocrity so hard. Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. Cusie and Eddie in after 5 o'clock.
Boys.
Yeah.
Who's splashing the cash round today?
Yeah. Well, no. Carrie, did you see that the money went to your beanies for brain cancer? Yeah,
but
you saw that, yes?
But there's no cure yet, so we need more cash.
Come on, mate.
You boys are throwing it around.
True. I did, and thank you very much. It was incredibly generous of you. I know you were requesting that I get it up on the website.
Yes. It's still not on the website.
Well, no, we have a volunteer that runs the website, and he's not just waiting for your donation so he can constantly update the face of the website. So it says, Husey in flashing lights.
No, that's terrible. I didn't even mean your website. I just meant the Insta story on the bloody radio show.
Hang on. So he's a volunteer, so he needs money as well.
He does, actually. He could get on the payroll. Here we go. How much
but
you got
no,
for
thank
him?
You,
thank
you
very
much.
I didn't
you
mean
much.
Your website.
You know you did.
I meant the Gary and Tommy website.
Jeez, Cav, well, you haven't opened your wallet in a while.
And I just wanted an Insta story, not like, you know, sit there. But although, could it sit there? Yeah, it could sit there, couldn't it?
Yeah.
You could put
be
it
post.
Like that there. Yeah,
yeah. It could be a separate tab.
Be yeah, we've got a dancer coming in today, don't we, Ed?
Oh, no, what we're doing, though, because, Carrie, there was one collection of victims from yesterday's story about Husey taking money out to impress dancers that have been forgotten here, and that's the poor dancers, the actual dancers who are poor. So two of them are coming in today, and I've got something for Husey to do for them to redress the balance, because those poor
How do they feel about being described as the poor dancers?
Well, I can be honest.
They were listening yesterday,
weren't
they?
Yes, they were.
I bet they weren't happy.
No, they weren't thrilled. I got a number of text messages from them, but that's why they're coming in today, so that Husey can make it all better.
Some people would say
the ADM, Husey.
Look, no, I've still got the cash from the wallet because your money came from my credit card. So, but
what's the limit on that card, bro?
It's Ed Cavalier's fault. What's the limit? Banging on about how poor the dancers are. I didn't know how poor they were.
We can stop talking about how poor the dancers are.
They're really poor, Carrie.
They're more talented than both of you put together.
I know.
That's why we're saying it's an injustice.
It's terrible.
And don't you think sometimes it depends what you call currency? Because some people say the ability to dance would make you a far richer person, which usually would mean that if that is true, you're one of the brokest people
alive.
Yeah,
look, I mean, it's hurtful, but true. If I could dance like those people can dance, I would dance my way down the street. I wouldn't do anything other than dance. It's the only way I'd move.
We're both here for the Adelaide Fringe.
Yes.
And dance floors for the Fringe are an intimidating place
yes.
because they're all professional dancers.
You've got pros around. Nah,
man.
You know, it's unbelievable. And there's acrobats and it's weird when you're doing a show, and at the moment we're in the same tent, Tommy, so we don't have to worry about this. But in previous years I've been doing a show, and then the show before me or after me is like 30 people who can do the most miraculous things.
Yes.
And then I just rock out.
Yes.
Now, about my kids. Still valid, mate. What's the limit on that credit card of yours, Hughes? What's the limit?
No, we're not going to max out the
credit card. Come on.
No, I've got to talk to my wife because, I mean, we're spending her money as well, so, you know.
You're not spending the teaching money, are you?
Actually, I'm not spending her money, am I?
Stick around, Husey and Eddie, after 5 o'clock.
Stop talking.
We're out of here. See ya.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to disconnect and share the lamb. This summer, lamb is bringing Australia together, chop by chop. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. This summer, share lamb, not selfies.